God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and an exciting personal testimony as well. Well, just yesterday, we began a wonderful testimony along with Brett Parks about a unique situation where he found himself literally kind of reacting in adrenaline. He'd been in the Navy and as a quick responder, was in a situation where he all of a sudden found himself confronting a gunman. Right before he gets shot, I'll just let Dr. Don and Brett take you through the rest of it. Just know this, you're in store for a wonderful bit of insight, both from Scripture and from Brett and Dr. Don in just a moment. But we're here for you as well, just to pray. Know that if you'd like to have someone talk or pray with you, call us anytime at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. We would love to connect with you. And now, Dr. Don Wilton and Brett Parks.
I had a perfect plan. It's perfect. He had his hands in his sweatshirt pockets. So I thought to myself, okay, one of these times he's going to try to take a swing at me to get away. So he's going to take one of his hands out of his sweatshirt pockets, so his shoulder's going to lift up. The second I see one of those shoulders lift up, I'm going to scoop him. I'm going to take him down. I'm just going to lay on him until the cops get there. That was my perfect, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what happened. So his hands are in his sweatshirt pockets. And I'm looking at his shoulders, and all I hear is two gunshots. I just hear, bah, bah. First shot hit me in the abdomen. Second shot missed. I'd like to tell you that I absorbed the bullet and held on to him until the cops get there, but that's not what happened either. I fell like a load of bricks, and I was more than happy to see him go. And the first thought I had in my mind, the very first thought was, you've got to be kidding me. I can't believe I just got shot. It was kind of comedic for me. I was like, hey, this is just like a movie. Until reality hit in. It's like, this is no movie. And my second thought was, I'm gonna die today. So I didn't cry, I didn't scream, I didn't yell. I just whispered to the Lord. I said, Father, I'm coming to see you today. I'm coming to see you. And I laid my head on my cheek on the concrete, and I waited for death to come and take me.
What goes through your mind, Brett, at a time like that? I mean, how do you deal with something like that? I mean, you knew you had been shot.
Yes, I knew I'd been shot. I knew I was shot at least once. I thought I was shot twice because my leg was numb. And when I fell face first, and I looked back, and my leg was in a weird position, I thought.
And you knew you were about to die?
Yes. I knew that this was no joke. This was not a flesh wound. This was big time. So, you know, they say your life flashes before your eyes when something like this happens. Well, that happened to me. And I don't know if it's the past or the future, but my future flashed before my eyes. I thought of my future. I thought of my son, 17 months old. I thought, what kind of man is he going to grow up to be without his father? I thought, who's going to teach him right from wrong? Is it going to be a good man to teach him, or is it going to be a bad man? I thought of my little girl. I haven't even seen her yet. I thought how upset I was that I wasn't going to get to look her in the eyes. I wasn't going to get to walk her down the aisle on her wedding day or dance with her. I thought about my wife and how mad at me she was going to be. I thought to myself, oh my goodness, she's going to be so mad. I thought, man, I hope she gets over this. I hope she'll be okay. But then something occurred to me. I was like, wait a second. I can't die. I got too much going on. I can't just lay here and just wait. So I prayed again. And all I said was, Father, help me. I need you now. I need you more than ever. And then, oof. You seen The Wizard of Oz? Seen it? Okay, those of you that haven't, spoiler, close your ears. But Wizard of Oz, at the beginning, everything was black and white. And then she opens the door to Oz and everything turns into color. That was me. I saw color for the first time in my life. I looked up at the sky, and there was the exact same sunset that I saw years ago in Nesquik. The exact same, same cloud formation, same coloring. And, you know, being raised in the church, you know, we know our Bible verses pretty much. I've read the Bible a lot. I can't tell you verses and books and chapters and stuff like that. But this verse popped in my head, and I never remembered reading this verse ever. 91:15 in Psalm says, "He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him." That verse, of all the verses, popped into my head and kept playing over and over. "He'll call me, I'll answer. He'll call me, I'll answer him." And I was like, I called on him. This is him answering me. Seeing the sunset, feeling like, wow. And then I look over to the right, and I see this young lady on her knees with her head bowed and her hand out, praying, just praying. And she was praying in a language I didn't understand. You know, being in the Navy, being raised in Miami, Florida, it's very multicultural. It's very diverse. We know languages. You know, military guy, you know certain dialects in certain places. But I couldn't place this dialect. I couldn't place this language. I was like, what is she speaking in? And right when I looked over, she's praying. She stops and she looks right up at me. And my body was shutting down at the time. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I could just move my head. I wanted her to know, yes, yes, I need that. Please keep praying. So I just nodded my head, yes. And she saw that, and she went right back down and started praying. Now, here's the strange thing about this lady. There were six witnesses to this crime, six of them. Three of the six said there was a lady there praying. The other three told the cops, no, there was no lady. Stranger enough, there's a groundskeeper there that day, that evening, and he was doing some stuff with the landscaping. Right when he heard the gunshot, he said, "When I heard the gunshot, I turned around, and as I was falling, the woman was there praying." Now, no one knows who she is. I haven't been able to find her. No one has. No one's recognized her.
Angel?
That's the only thing I could think of. And I don't know if I'll see her this side of heaven, but I know I'll see her on that side. And I'm just going to say, yes.
You know, if I can just say something to some of you here today, one of the questions that many of us ask, you know, we battle with our salvation. Am I really saved? Do I really know Jesus? And will I know? And you're hearing again another testimony where I'm telling you, God reveals himself to us. He removes all fear. It's a great thought that. So pick up there. And so you carried off to hospital.
Carried off to the hospital. My goal was to stay awake until I got to the hospital. I got to the hospital after fighting for my life. The last thing I heard was a nurse asked me, "How are you feeling right now?" I was like, "Are you kidding me? I've just been shot." I was like, "I'm tired and I'm scared." And I'll tell you why I was scared. I wasn't scared of dying. I was scared that when I got to heaven, I mean, I was a Christian. You know, I knew that absent when the body met present with the Lord. But I was afraid that once I got to heaven, the Lord would come to me and say, "Hey, Brett, welcome home. But man, I gave you so many opportunities. You just let them pass. What happened?" That scared me. And I didn't want that. So that's the last thing I remembered. They put me to sleep. I wouldn't wake up for 20 days.
20 days, Brent.
20 days in a coma. During that time, turns out the bullet went down, shredded my kidney, blew up a third of my colon, severed my major artery. Because of the artery, I lost the lower part of my right leg. I don't know if you can see that. I woke up. I noticed I didn't have my leg. I turned to my wife. I said, "Well, do you still love me?" I'll never forget what she said. She looked me right in the eyes and she said, "Brett, I didn't marry you for your foot." So I knew two things. I knew the Lord loved me and my wife didn't marry me for my foot. So I was happy about that.
I'll tell you one of the pictures here that I love in your book is that moment when your wife broke the news to you, and it's captured. I mean, when I read that section about, you know, this was the moment at which evidently you suddenly came to realize that you'd lost your leg. Yes. What goes through your mind?
A panic, sheer panic. You know, you don't expect to wake up, you know, with a leg or an appendage missing, but that's exactly what happened. And I panicked and I thought, I'm never going to be able to throw the ball and run with my son. My daughter's going to be embarrassed of me. My wife doesn't love me anymore. But the reassurance from my wife that she loved me, this godly woman saying, man, I didn't marry you for your foot. What's the matter with you? It changed. My mentality changed from a tragedy to an opportunity. Now I know now that this is an opportunity to overcome what happened and to share my story and talk about how God was in the details of it the whole time. I don't believe I was shot by mistake. I believe the Lord knew that day before I was formed, before I was made out of dust. He knew that day. And my whole life, and I tell it in the book, my whole life, He prepared me for that moment.
Oh, forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the completion of today's testimony and teaching from Dr. Don Wilton about the testimony of forgiveness. It's a remarkable story, and again, there's more to come. We want to remind you, though, that not only does this particular story find its way to encourage you, but our whole ministry is filled with opportunities and pieces of information that will help encourage you. You'll find those resources online at tewonline.org, and one of my favorites, I mention it almost every day, is the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide. You can sign up for it online at tewonline.org. Have it emailed to you every morning. Dr. Don sends out this wonderful bit of kind of inspiration around a scripture, a specific scripture you can be praying over, meditating over, and a sense of application. It really is a powerful tool. You can sign up online at tewonline.org for the Daily Encouraging Word Bible Guide, or you can even text the word DAILY to 30500 right now. Again, that's text the word DAILY to 30500. We'll send you a quick link. You'll sign up and be ready to go. Now back to today's message and testimony with Dr. Don Wilton and Brett Parks.
Brett, I know this. I'm not trying to get over this, but you've gone on in the games, the Invictus Games in London.
Yes, sir.
I mean, this guy's a medal recipient, has accomplished incredible things despite his physical limitations. And I'm just so proud of seeing that and how God has raised you up. Here's what I want you to tell us. This is the question, okay? If there is someone out here today that, and there are hundreds of us, and this is your only opportunity to say something to them, what did you do with this man? How did you treat him? What became of him? What has it done for your soul spirit? What can you tell us?
There's two things I want to tell you. First and foremost is the man that shot me, he was caught. He's doing 30 years in prison right now. But there's forgiveness there. I forgive this man.
How do you do that, Brad? How do you forgive just someone who did that to you?
Well, I'll tell you, and I was reading your book, Forgiven, the other day, and incredible. And you talk about a part where you're chained together. Being unforgiving is like a chain to another person, and you're bound to them. And that's what I struggled with for a little while. But then I thought, man, the Lord loves me so much that He forgave me. Who am I to say, okay, I'm forgiven, but no, I'm not going to forgive you? Because guess what? He needs Jesus just as much as I do, just as much as you do, amen? He needs Jesus. And that's what happened there. And the second thing I want to tell everyone here is if you see me walking down the street, I'm almost never wearing long pants. I'm usually wearing shorts. You see me, you see that I'm broken. You see I'm an amputee. I'm broken and I'm scarred. But guess what, guys? We're all broken and we're all scarred in some way. Could be physically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, but we have a God that loves us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross, allowing us a second shot at eternity, making us whole again. And that's what I want everyone to know. Man, we're gonna be whole again. I'm gonna run again. I'm not worried about it.
You know, Here's what I want to say to you, folks. This is deep because Brett has so penetrated my own life. You know, and I look back, Brett. We all are living this life. We're all in this journey of life. My life began in Africa and yours in South Florida, and we're from this place and that, and we're all voting in elections, and we're all getting a little older every day, and we've got all these things. And Jesus makes the difference. He really does. He makes all the difference. And he's there for us. And the two things that come out of this is first of all that you would ask God to forgive you of your sin. That's step number one. You know, it seems to me, I find myself, Brett, saying to myself, how would you have responded to this if you yourself were not a forgiven man? If you yourself are not forgiven, what are you going to do? You've got nowhere to go with this. I'm a forgiven man. The most amazing thing is that God would have forgiven me of my sin. And the Bible says all of us have sinned. And having been forgiven, I need to ask God to help me to forgive others. Now, gosh, you know, how does a man forgive someone out there on a street who just fires a bullet and nearly takes a life of a father? And every one of us are thinking of issues. Man, we've had so many tragedies in our state. I think of drunk drivers who have killed families, and let alone bullets fly. You know, bullets come in all different kinds of descriptions, and hurt and pain. All of us, we're all the walking wounded, aren't we? Sir. You had this whole life. Your life was together, and then it was broken up. And yet Christ in you gave to you something that far beyond. You know what I did? After I got a piece of paper down. Because in your book here, on the back cover, you made this statement. You said, prepare by doing what God puts in front of you. Set goals by being all that God wants you to be. And never give up, because God has a purpose for your life. I love that. That's so down the line. And I said to myself, what is it? What is it about Brett's life and testimony? How can I go and forgive people? How does someone who's been molested or abused forgive the abuser? Are you kidding me? Can you feel that? I've got some friends who are living with such deep pain. And you know, you can go and ask most people. Pain, it warps your life. It kind of sticks to you like glue. You carry these clouds like a cloud. You know, veterans talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, you go off into the battlefield and come back into normal life, and you have flashbacks, and you go to bed at night and you can see it. You can see it. You can feel it. There are things that set you off. Those things are very, very real. Out there on that school ground, there was that bully that made you, belittled you all the time. At work, there's that worker out there that's always mocking you. That sarcasm. I mean, one could go on and on, Brett. These are the bullets. You took a literal physical bullet, changed your life, lost your leg. And look what's come out of this. You bring us such strength. This is what I wrote down. Here's what to do. Number one, identify who they are. Identify who they are. You want to forgive in the name of Jesus? Identify them. Go ahead. In fact, you've already done that, haven't you? Number two, admit. Admit your struggle. Go ahead, put it down. Don't bury it. Don't just say, you know what, from now on, I'm just going to pretend. Don't try and pretend. Brett doesn't pretend. Just admit your struggle. This thing is eating me alive. Number three, release. Release your inability. There's no way, Brett, that you could forgive this man who did this to you unless you had released it to God. It's like you're saying, you know, Lord, here, this is mine. I've got this battle, this pain, this bullet, this, and I can no longer do it. And I just, here, you take it. God, you're handing over. You've got to give it to the one who can deal with it. Number four, pray. Have a conversation with the Lord about this. Number five, approach. You've got to, in the name of the Lord, you've got to approach that person. Now, what does approach look like? It can take many forms. I wrote down, you can write them a note. You can tell them. You can speak to them. Listen, are you kidding me? Going up and talking to someone who's treated you like that? So your approach is defined by how God is going to get a hold of your heart for that particular issue that you're facing. Number five or six, trust. You've got to trust God. God is the one who's going to do the work. God working in us, that which is well-pleasing in His sight. You've got to let God take control of these things. And then the last point that I wrote down here, Brett, was celebrate. Now, hey, this guy, this is the dumbest thing you've ever heard. This man took a bullet, nearly lost his life, has gone through all, you know what he's spending the rest of his life doing? Celebrating. Now, this is stupid, so forgive me. This guy actually celebrates the fact that he lost his leg. Now, does that not sound stupid?
Yes.
It's like, yay, I lost my... I don't mean that. That's why he wears shoes like this. He compensates. No, I'm just kidding you. But celebrate. The word celebrate there means to take hold and say, God is working all things together for the good of those that love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose. My beloved friends, I'm praying for you. We're in this together. And God loves us. Number one, have you given your heart to Jesus? Have you received that forgiveness of sin which only Jesus Christ can give to you? If not, would you give your life to Christ today? Number two, have you forgiven those that have sinned against you? You want to be set free? You want the handcuffs to come off? You want that bondage? Listen, when you release revenge, God's redemption kicks in. When you release revenge, God's redemption kicks in. And when God's redemption kicks in, immediately restoration and revitalization takes place. You become revitalized and restored and re-energized because you've released the revenge syndrome. I'm going to get them. And by the way, do they deserve it? Yes, they do. There is no justification for pain and hurt inflicted. None. Yes, they do. That's the whole point. This man deserves every bit that he gets. And in fact, in his case, he's in jail for 30 years. But the person that was affected by it has forgiven him. And I've never met this man, but I'm going to tell you something. You watch what God even does in that man's life, sitting in a prison cell, paying the price according to the law for the crime that he committed.
It's a powerful testimony. But I pray that you and I both, as we hear this great testimony of forgiveness, would be reminded that there is some forgiveness offered to you and me Forgiveness that was paid for at the cross of Calvary. And you know what? That forgiveness, as you accept it in faith with Jesus Christ, comes with a guarantee of no condemnation. It could be that guilt and shame is overwhelming you right now. And it's because you just need to settle it and give your life to Jesus Christ. You've heard Dr. Don in the pulpit as he was conducting that interview and testimony and teaching. But I pray right now, as he comes into the studio, you'd open your heart to what he has to say right now.
God has spoken to you, hasn't he? And you're ready to give your heart to Jesus. I'd love to help you right now. Would you pray this prayer with me and accept Jesus into your heart and life? Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that Jesus loves me and died for me on the cross. Right now, I repent of my sin and I confess my sin to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come into my heart and save me today and forgive me for my sin. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, we'd love to get alongside of you and celebrate with you and send you some literature and help you as you begin to grow. And I want you to know that I love you very, very much.
Oh, if the Lord has stirred your heart in any way, perhaps God's called you to give your life to Jesus. We have wonderful free resources to put in your hands that Dr. Don has picked out and chosen and in some cases created just for you. But you need to call and ask for them. 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And maybe it's not about giving your life to Jesus Christ, but maybe you realize that you cannot keep going the way you're going. You need a course correction, and you'd like to have someone pray with you about what's next in your life. We'd love to pray with you. The number again is 866-899-9673. Store it in your cell. We would love to pray with you and for you. 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org. Speaking of our online ministry, here's Liz with all the details.
Are you in need of some encouragement? Do you have a friend or loved one that could use some cheering up? Do you need help finding a church to attend? Perhaps you want to know how to lead a friend to Jesus. We're here to help. Visit tewonline.org. It's like having a Christian bookstore at your fingertips 24 hours a day. You can submit prayer requests and praise reports, request a copy of the Daily Encouraging Word devotional by email, even in Spanish, make donations to the Encouraging Word, purchase Christian messages and books to grow your faith and to encourage others, discover how to lead someone to Jesus, request help in finding a church. Visit tewonline.org. We would love to hear how the radio broadcast is making an impact on your life. The Encouraging Word is a viewer and listener-supported ministry that trusts in God to supply our needs through people. Thank you for listening today.
Our time's gone, but don't forget, we're always available online at tewonline.org. That's TEW for The Encouraging Word, online.org, or at this phone number, 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673.